American Rethink on Waterboarding. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The White House has said it has not ruled out the use of the controversial interrogation technique of waterboarding. The technique simulates the victim drowning. Investigators strap suspects on their backs to a board and then pour a constant flow of water over their face, making it difficult for them to breathe. Many consider it to be torture and want a ban under international law. The controversy surrounding the method increased this week when the CIA admitted for the first time that it used the method on three high-profile Al-Qaeda detainees 5 years ago. Washington official Tony Fratto argued the practice was legal. He said, "Every technique that has been used by the CIA was lawful." Video evidence of the CIA using waterboarding had previously mysteriously vanished. The CIA banned the use of waterboarding in 2006. The new debate on whether to bring it back is based on the possibility of a future terrorist attack. Mr. Fratto told reporters, "It will depend upon circumstances." In December 2007, lawmakers passed a bill to ban the CIA from using waterboarding, although President George W. Bush has threatened to veto it. Democrats are arguing there is no longer a need for the interrogation technique because times have changed since the 9/11 attacks. Senior Democrat Dick Durbin said that after 9/11, there was the belief that additional catastrophic attacks against the homeland were inevitable, and we had limited knowledge about Al-Qaeda and its workings. Those two realities have changed. Mr. Fratto said any future use of waterboarding would require presidential authorization.